We have to decide if we're learning Thursday night or bus. I need a commitment from people that they'll be here. Because the buses are a wreck. I think everybody should... No, Wednesday night we're not learning.
I think you should get a night off.
I think you should all chip in and have me come by taxi. We'll see. Is the Shmeitzer Shiur worth 20 shekel to you?
Okay.
20 shekel. Because I'm telling you, they use local buses... It's terrible. I remember from every year. And then I come here and there's two people here. My wife's not going to let me come this year. I'll sneak out of the house. Okay, let's go. Sunday night, Or L'Tezvav Iyor, Shmaitzu Gimel Perek Vav. We're starting with the paragraph... we'll start with the paragraph Ube Perek Gimel de Taharos. Okay, everybody have it? Ube Perek Gimel de Taharos, that's Maseches Taharos. If we have the same Surah Sadaf, it's page Mem Bey, it's the last two lines. Ube Perek Gimel de Taharos, that's Maseches Taharos. Mishnah Ches, Detnan, Kol HaTumos Keshas Mitziyoson, Im Tmeos, Tmeos, Vim Taharos, Taharos, Im Mechusos, Mechusos, Vim Megulos, Megulos, which certainly sounds like Chazaka de Hashto. The Mishnah goes on to explain Ketzad. It doesn't say Ketzad in our Shmaitzer. Machat shenimtzos malea chaluda, full of rust, unusable. Oshvura, and it's on a piece of bread of truba, and you know it was tamei at one point in time. Tahora, you assume the bread's tahor. Shekolat tumus kashas mitziyoson, because now you found it now in the here and now, it's broken. Umeforish lo harash. Okay, so far everything seems to be like the Tosfos read, and the simple pshat kol atumos kashas mitziyoson. Umeforish lo harash. That's the Rash Mishan. That's right. On Tahiris and on Zroim. Yeah. Mechusos means haynu kagan klicheres amukav tzomit posil. It's mechusa in a way that it would not be mekabel tuma. It's a klicheres, and a klicheres is mekabel tuma only through its airspace. And if there's a very tight-fitting closed very tight, so the tuma posil does not go in. That's a posuk, and it's called mukav tzomit posil. The lo amrina shema b'shosh shayameis hayu megula v'achshavu mechusa. Oh, and Motsu Magula, Lo Amrina B'Shar Shayameis Mechusa Hayom Mukav Tzomit Pasil. Everything is the way you found it. That's bad for the Tosfos Rid. Why? Because if you remember, the Tosfos Rid said a chilek that we don't do that if we're not asking the question, is there something Tomei here? But we only say Chazaka D'Hashta if we're asking, is this... that there's something tummy here and we want to know when. But if we want to know if something happened in the past, then you do not, right? That was the Tosfos Ritz Chilek. We saw the Bir HaDvarim and the Chazonish. That if you question it, did something happen, then you don't extrapolate to the past. You don't extrapolate to the past that something happened. You only extrapolate to the past if the tumah was there, but if it was there, but not if something happened. And the Chazon Ish explains that being a boigeres is not a state of being, but it's something happened to her. The simonim made her into a gadol. He explains what's the other case, that's the boigeres, and the other case of nida. Thank you. The dam made ksotame. She's not nida is not a state of being. Nida, but the dam makes her a nida. So you really want to know if dam made her a nida yesterday. You want to know if Simonim made her a begeris yesterday. So here you want to know. Vezed doima l'sofek maga. He says the hatuma gam came brura. In these cases, the tuma is here. There's a mace in the ohel. Elisha Sofek im Nitma b'meis olo. you want to know if this kli became tame. Vavale kamoi benida da tom hametame borer. I'm not sure. I hear the Kmaitz's question, but he's looking at it that the mace is in the ohel, that's the tumah vaday, and you want to know, did the tumah enter the kli? If I would use the Chazon Ish's frame of reference, and I wanted to say over the Shmaitz's question, that's how I would say over the Shmaitz's question. Using the Chazon Ish's words, I would say, the question here is, did something happen? Did the tumah that we know there was tumah, did the tumah enter the kli? Did something happen? So, and the Shmaitz's question on the Tosfos Rid is that the Tosfos Rid said himself that in making the parameters of when we extrapolate retroactively from a Chazaka d'Hashta, from a state we see now, so based on the Tosfos Rid's own guidelines, this should not be a candidate for Chazaka d'Hashta. But the Mishnah says it is. So what's going on? But I'm not so sure. Again, I'm using the Chazon Ish as the frame of reference. Here, a kli that's mukaf tzomit posil, or a kli that's broken, I'm not sure that the question is, did something happen to it? The question is it roi l'kabel tumah? You want to know about the state of... Right. Is it roi l'kabel tumah? That's the question. When did it become not roi l'kabel tumah? I don't think the question is so to speak, like down to earth. Did it become tomei? But because your real question is, was it roi l'kabel tumah? Because we know it was in a state that it would have been makabel tumah if it was roi to. We even know that because we know it was in the same room as a mace. The question is, was it stuffed up, or was it already broken? In the case of the machat. So, you know, if you want to, again, these are very lumdish shailas. The question is, what's the frame of reference of the question? What is the question being asked? So, of course, on a very pragmatic level, the question is, did something become tummy? Like, obviously, which gives the Shmaitzer his question. But that's not our real... That's not a real suffix. That's not the... Because we know it should have become Tameh. We know it was in the same room as a mace. We know the makat was Tameh, and we know it's touching the bread. The question is it roi? Is it roi the kabel tumah? Is it a broken kli, or is it a whole kli? To use the Chazon Ish words, we are asking about the tchuna, about the attribute of the kli.
Is that the case you're talking about?
What? We're talking about these two cases that the Shmaitzer just brought down.
They seem very different.
If the machat chaluda,
we knew it was once done. By the
of course.
By the glukeres, it's in front of us sealed. Who said it was ever open?
We know. Yeah, but the equivalent of knowing it was once tummy is we know it's in the room with the Oel HaMeis.
Maybe it was never open.
Okay. So maybe, but that's not the question. That's not the issue here. The issue of the... That's the Mishnah says that we don't clear, but we look at it the way it is. The Shmaitzer asks a question on the Tosfos Rid, that according to the Tosfos Rid's own guidelines, meanwhile it's not better according to the Shmaitzer. At least the Tosfos Rid has a fighting chance because he says there's such a thing as Chazaka d'Hashta, and you have to take it seriously. The Shmaitzer has a... okay, he'll get to that in a second. The Shmaitzer has a bigger problem with the Mishnah, so to speak. He doesn't know there's such a thing as Chazaka d'Hashta. Like what's the Mishnah talking about? He's going to say the Mishnah's talking about L'chumra. L'chumra, Tshuma v'Kachim, it means you're machmir. But I'm not sure that's the primary question. The primary question is it a kli that's roi l'kabel tumah? The reason I say that is because we know it's in a state where it would be makabel tumah. We know it's in the same ohel as a mace. We know the machat was touching the bread. So the question is it broken? I don't know. I think we are asking about the tchuna of the machat. Nunu, let's go weiter. The old kosher, the meshekos of Tosfos Rid, the chazaka the shas mitzios on lahokel, right? He says it from this Mishnah, but the onru b'machat Shenintus chaluda kolatumus kashas mitzuyoson. So he asks another question on that. The Shmaitzu now asks, Yomatami Torah's chazaka, meaning chazaka dahashta, imkain tikshe b'shus hayochet hechimahani. Interesting question. The presumption is that it helps even in b'shus hayochet, but we don't follow chazaka b'shus hayochet. But it's sofik tuma b'shus hayochet, tzveikol tomei, means we don't go b'shus chazaka. But b'shus hayochet, tzveikol tomei, afilu ikach eskus tairam. I mean, again, I can answer that question. I'm not sure. I have to check on this. Do a little homework. Could be that's only chazaka to meikara, because that's the your role model. The place you're learning it out from is from Sota, and there we're talking about a chazaka to meikara. She's becheskas heter labayla, and you say sofek tumah b'shus hayochet sveikol tomei, even b'mokom a chazaka to meikara. Maybe chazaka to hashta is intrinsically stronger. And you would say Sveiko Tohor with a chazaka da hashta even by a sofik tuma b'shus hayochet. Okay, v'yem kein al korcha chlam. What?
Is it stronger than a chazaka in the car goes against the grain of it?
Maybe, okay. V'yem kein al korcha chlam mitam chazaka, who the Shmaitzu says, it can't mean chazaka. Ela mishum, he goes back, if you remember, he had an interesting. I think it's safe to say weird pshat because it doesn't seem to be pasuk pshat in the Mishnah. Ela mishum sofek tumah b'dover shein bo das lishol. It's something that you learn out that if it's an unintelligent object, then you say sveiko tohor. Chama shikosu Rashi v'toisus huva leil perakei. Loi mishum chazaka.
That was the Shmaitzu's
interpretation. Right. It was the Shmaitzu's interpretation of. Not only doesn't the Mishnah say it, but Toisus doesn't even say it. So the Shmaitzu comes up with this new idea. The idea is not new, but he comes up with this new meaning that it's the din of Dover Shein Bo Das Lishol. It's Tohar. It's very, very strange to say the least. I want to finish this parag. Maybe we'll go back and see what some of the Achronim say about the Shmaitzu and about the whole Inyan. Miu Efshel Yashiv Divrei Toisus Rid. He wants to answer this last question of not going Bosa Chazaka to say Tohor. Bishus Hayachid, Bisveiko Tomei. The Mephorish Lomashum Chazaka, Bagabi Bishus Hayachid, Enamoyal Cheskos Taira. That was the question. Bishum Deika Chazaka, because there's two Chazakas he's going to say. Achas the Cheshas Mitzioson. One is looking at the here and now where the Machat's broken. Or the Tzomit Posel, let's say it's closed. So you're looking at the here and now. The Cheskos Taira, and anything you're clearing about has a Cheskos Taira. You want to know if it became Tomei. So you have two Chazakas. So he brings down from a Chuvas Harivosh the Cheskos Taira Gamke. Bavale Shte Chazakas, Davale Kamo Rov, which is a funny thing to say. That's what the reverse says, that it's like a robe, and you follow that even to be matayr, even sofik tumah b'shus hayochet. The robe mahani afilu b'shus hayochet kisses the bechulim gabei tzluchis. What's the case of the tzluchis? He brings it here on the bottom. This is.
How did Rove make its way into here?
It's a funny, I admit, it's a funny tushtel. It's two chazakas, that's what he's answering. He's saying two chazakas is like Rove. I'm not sure what that would mean even. Rove is Rove and chazaka is chazaka. If you have two chazakas, it's very nice, it's wonderful. You win an award, but why to say it's like Rove? But maybe the answer stands on its own. That you learn out from Sota that Sofik Tumah B'shus Hayochet Sveiko Tomei even against the Chazaka, but not against two Chazakas. Maybe it stands on its own without saying this like lateral point that it's like Rove, and by Rove you don't say it. Just maybe it stands on its own. Omnom Kupa Teichiach, but it's still Shver from the Kupa with the Sheretz that you put in a different corner. Tahu Safik Magov, Afilochim Idamalo B'Shas Lachtik Shas Mitzioson. Kim came bal kocha chenu ala l'chaymer tumi v'kotchim uchmai shekosuv toisus. But how can you say it's a linyan chaymer? It says it says mechusos mechusos. It says if it's closed, your nemona was closed.
But isn't it still a kli, whether it's open or
yeah,
closed?
But if it's closed, but we're talking about a kli cheres that only acquires tumah through its airspace. If you touch the back of a kli cheres, if you touch the outside of a kli cheres, it does not become tame. A kli cheres is only tame with its airspace. So the question is, but it says there in the Mishnah, in mechusos mechusos, and it's tohor. So there you have to say, I guess, like you said, who said, you're not afraid it was ever open. Who said it was ever open? So there you're not going with Chumrah. But why does the Mishnah say it as one of their cases? One of Shach. A chazakah it's not, according to the Shmaitza. No such thing as a chazakah dahashta. It's not l'chumrah, it's l'kula. You're saying in l'chusos, l'chusos. Unless you say that the Mishnah's coming to tell me it's not really a din chazakah, it's like you don't declare. It's telling me you don't, it doesn't rise to the level of the suffix. It doesn't create a drawer. Like, why would we think it was once uncovered? So, but then the Mishnah is telling me like two different things. It's very, very weird. When it's going with Kula, it's telling me, it is according to the Shmaitza, that doesn't hold to such a thing, really, of Kalatumas Kashas Mitziosa. Like, how do you slice and dice the Mishnah? Say, when it comes to a Kula, you're going with Kula, maybe because there's no drora about the past matzah to say it's tamei, and when you're going lechumra, it's a chumra of truma v'kachim, but it's not banished the thought that it's mishum chazaka dahashto. Okay, ubechuvas harimami pano kosav. Back to the inyan of whether you say kolatumus b'shas mitziyoson by chulin, not just for truma and kosher. The Ramami Pano had a case that the chicken leg broke and the bone came out of the stuck out, and it was not or ubosar chofinus rubo, so it's like a trefa. So the question is, when did it happen? If it happened after the shechita, it's kosher. If it happened after the behemoth is dead, you're okay. So what's the din? Ain't lahatim mitam sveik sveika. What would be the shoel asked the Ramami Pano? Maybe I was a sveik sveika. Maybe the bone broke after shechita. They were tossing it around, and if it broke after Shechita, so we don't care if it broke. And if it happened before the Shechita, maybe what you see now, that the etzem actually is jutting out of the animal's skin, maybe it wasn't so broken before. That just happened now. That's what the questioner asked to the Rambami Pano. Can we create such a Svetzveika as just described? So the Rambami Pano said, Ein lahatir. Bishum Svek Sveika, because there's a rule of Svek Sveika has to be Mishapech. You have to be able to say it both ways. Whichever end you start with, you have to be able to carry it to the other way. Right? But if you can't be Mishapech to Svek Sveika, it's not a Svek Sveika. That's one of the rules of Svek Sveika. Because who says you could start from whichever end you want? Because if you start from this end, you'll have a Svek Sveika, but if you start from the other end, you won't have a Svek Sveika.
Theoretically speaking, though, in this case, you actually could possibly have it, that if it jutted out before the Shechita, and after the Shechita, the bone went back in because they were throwing it around.
No, it didn't go back in. We only want to know if it came out before. If it came out before the Shechita, it's a trefa.
Right.
So once you say that it come out before the Shechita, or after the Shechita, right, you can't say, and if it came out before the Shechita, now you're stuck, you have nothing to say. What's the Svexek? The Svexek only works one way.
Maybe it's broken.
It says maybe it broke after the Shechita. And even if it broke before the Shechita, maybe the bone broke, maybe it didn't break the skin. Right? Maybe it didn't break the skin. But it doesn't work the other way. You can't start off with, okay, let me assume. You can't start off with, like, when did it break the skin? Did it break the skin before Shechita? And then say, and even if it did break the skin before Shechita, but maybe it happened after Shechita. It doesn't work that way. It only works one way. Something you have to check every Svexfaker if it works both ways. Let's say the famous one, we had a Subastaf test. Let's see if it works. Shema Tachtov, Shema Not Tachtov. Im Tim Tolema Tachtov, Shema Boinus, Shema Barotso. Right? So let's say you start off with, was it an Oinus or a Rotso? And even if it was Rotso, maybe it's saying Tachtov. Right? It works very well both ways. Say it both ways, but if you can't say it both ways, it's not a real Svexfaker. For obvious reasons, you can say Lechayra. Because what gives you the right to start it from one angle and have a Svexfaker? Start it from the other angle, you don't have a Svexfaker. So that's what the Rebbe Pano answered. You can't say did it break the skin or not. And if it did break the skin, still maybe it's Mutter, because maybe it happened after Shechita. Okay, wait. That's one reason. Oh, anyway, Svexfaker is no good. Why? Mishum dika look me a chazaka dahashta. The chol ho isurin kishas mitziyason. Right now you see it broken, the Ramami panel said. You follow the hashta, just like Ulamokhar Matzo Mace. So you extrapolate, you say, oh, he's Mace, so we assume he was Mace before. So here you see the bone jutting out. Right? So you say that's how it was before. That's what the Ramami panel says.
Is that really dumb?
You go Bosa Kishas
Mitzvah. Is that really dumb?
Forget the Chazanish.
No, the two cases.
We're not in the Tosfos Rid anymore.
Okay, but say it. The two cases.
That's what the Ramami panel says. You extrapolate backwards. You extrapolate backwards, you see it broke out of the skin now. You see it now, so you assume it was there before the skin. Just like if someone touched someone, it. Yeah, and then now he's mace. So you say, okay, he was mace before. Okay. That's the Ramami Pana. Now the Shmaitz is going back to the Shaila. Why do the Poiskim assume there's such a thing as a Chazaka Dahashta, even the Kula, even by Chulin, not Shuma Bakachi? Right? So he first brings down this Ramami Pana, right? Who uses it by the broken leg of the chicken that you found after the Shechita.
Right.
Ubechumas Masas Moshe Roisi Shecholek Allah Bedinze, that the Masas Moshe is cholek on the Ramami Pano, because it's going against the Chazak of the Meikor, because of Shom Deloidomi Lahai Klolo the Chalatumas Kishas Mitziyosan, Behu the Noga Bechad the Lai Lo Atumah Here Goremes Kishenoga, Rak the Hasafik Hoya Im Meis Hoya Im Lo, Lachein Amrinu the Tomi Hoya Bishas Hanegiya. Because he was chai before he touched him. Even then, of kusal koydim the gear. So, like the chazakas could coexist. Avol hochi name koydim shchita nami shover hoya loytimtsa gavul emas. When did it happen? V'im toymed the memes shover zezman rav. So as you go back in time, you're clashing with the Chazaka de Meikara. You're clashing with the Chazaka that it was not broken. Because we know there was a point in time when it wasn't broken.
But that's a constant clash. I mean, you could move by minute backwards.
So you're saying, so you only don't have it
now.
when it's not Nigeia, like you said before. Once you extrapolate backwards from Marshall that the guy was dead when he touched him. So you say, okay, he was alive before that, but who cares? He was dead when he touched him. So Abulhocha, Inami Kaidim Zman Nami Shavar Hoyle, Tinsukulemas. In time of the Bema Shavar says Man Rav, Yevshur, keep it the Father Hoyle Cheskashenu Shavar. Vinesham Shaviraila Dvarv Shre Behemish and Echal, though you milk the cow. Vanasa say Men of Greenus and you made cheese. Rachakachlishka Tovanimsus Trefa. So when did it become a Trefa? Yes, little Satrefa Shanasa Lachashita. You're going to need of Krum Shalmoyach the Kayotse. The Talin and the Hash to Iraq. The Bubi are there with Tom Svek Sveka. After ain't a trefa, so that's the case there. It's not a bad trefa. After Shanita for Achar Chaliva, even if it is a trefa. Think of Tiver Ramami Pano, the Hoyalon of the Tirm with Tom Svek Sveka, given the Zaya Sophic Sheba Chaka, Chaino Sophic Klal. Cholatumas Kashas Mitsiyoson, Vayin Shomichumas Masumoisha Saharich Buzem. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll give it over tomorrow, but we'll have to do it with a little more clarity.
One more time.